The Clay County Bulldogs look to join the 4-0 club. White County prepares for Mount Juliet after their shootout with Cookeville. And the York Institute Dragons try to keep it rolling. Welcome back on the High School Playbook, joined now by head coach Bruce Lamb of the Clay County Bulldogs, a team that went 3-0 after last Friday's win over Cornersville 38-6. Coach, what'd you think of the team's performance in the win?
I thought it was good. I thought we played well, played hard. There's a lot of areas that we can still work on, and we'll do that this week, and hopefully we'll correct those for we play Thursday night.
Coach, I know when we had talked last week, you had mentioned how they had a running back whose name was Ben Franklin, was kind of a big physical presence. Looked like you slowed him down pretty good, only giving up the 6 points. Were you pretty pleased with how they slowed him down?
Absolutely. I thought we played well defensively. The kids swarmed the ball and got to him every time he touched the ball, and just one play, we kind of had a miscue, and he made us pay for it. But, you know, I thought they did a great job.
You've said multiple times this season how good your team's effort has been, how much they're buying into the system you're putting out there. And, of course, you do have some familiar coaches on the staff from past season's coaches. But in terms of gameplay, what are you most pleased with this season so far?
I just love how the kids come out and play hard and just, you know, they leave everything on the field. But, you know, don't have to do a whole lot of motivating. They're motivated to play. You got 9 seniors who are great leaders on the team, in the locker room and on the field, and even in school. And those guys get things going. And I love the way they take care of things.
Coach, do you think this team is still able to keep a level head and work hard and not get a little cocky even after the good start that they've had this season?
Absolutely. I mean, we got a long road ahead, and, you know, we got to keep each week. It's different, and we better come out to play because, you know, anytime you can lose a ball game.
How's the injury report look this week heading into week 5?
We are good to go. No injuries right now. It's some bumps and bruises, some soreness. Cornersville was a very physical team, and we got physical with them, so we're a little sore, but should be good to go on Thursday.
We're talking with head coach Bruce Lamb of the Clay County Bulldogs right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Moved to 3-0 on the season after beating a good Cornersville team 38-6 this past Friday, and a short week this week as they get a good Joe Burns team coming up on Thursday. Coach, let's shift the focus over to this week's matchup, and just take me through in practice this week. What are you guys focusing on specifically?
Correcting the mistakes that we made, especially offensively. In getting those guys in the right spot at the right time and getting that done. And then, you know, make sure we stop. They got a three-headed monster with their tailback, quarterback, and wide receiver. And so we need to make sure we contain those guys.
How do you try to do that defensively when they have weapons like that, where sometimes teams only have one or two, you can kind of key in on those two. But when they have three, how does it make it difficult defensively?
Well, it's very difficult defensively, because you stop one and here comes the other one goes. But, our kids do a good job of being disciplined and doing what they're told to do. That's all you can do is just be in the right place at the right time. And we're going to try to get them there.
Coach, how does practice change this week with the short week coming up and you have a Thursday game?
Well, usually Mondays is more of a film day and it's a light practice and the more conditioning than anything, but it goes back to full go. It goes to a Tuesday practice on Monday. So we got to get those 2 physical days in, and then on Wednesday we'll go through the walkthrough and then we'll get ready to play.
Lastly, Coach, it's a region game for you guys against Joe Burns. How big, especially in this one, kind of get started on the right foot, but also because you guys only have 4 teams in this region, how big is this game?
It's huge. I mean, you lose this one and you don't get a chance to play for the regional championship. So, you lose the one against Red Bowling and it's the same thing. But so, you know, we just want to get to that position where we play like week 10 and we play against Gordonsville and play for a regional championship.
Head coach Bruce Lamb with the Clay County Bulldogs, 3-0 on the season, getting ready for a Thursday night matchup with the Joe Burns Red Devils. Coach Lamb, we appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Welcome into the High School Playbook. We're joined now by Cookeville Cavaliers head coach Taylor Hennigan, a team that is 1-3 on the season now after one heck of a ball game last week with the White County Warriors. Fell 59-54, and coach, I'll start it there. What were your thoughts on the game on Friday?
Man, a great game. An exciting game, an awesome atmosphere here for our players. our first home game, homecoming, White County, obviously just an incredible atmosphere, a really good night of high school football. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't win the game, and we got a lot of things to get better at, but pleased with some of the improvement and motivated to try to get better.
Obviously, offensively, seemed like they're starting to click a little bit more. 54 points, no small feat. What was working so well offensively for you guys that was good to see?
Yeah, I think, you know, we ran the ball well. Maybe not, you know, statistically anything that, you know, caught the eye like our passing game did, but we were able to create some runs of pick up some third and fourth down conversions and some explosive runs, which we haven't done very consistently. So, that was good to see, but, you know, throwing the football is something that, you know, we knew we'd be able to do just with our quarterback and our talent at receiver, and really just have had opportunities in every game this year, but hadn't, or either the throw or making the catch on the other end, we haven't really clicked consistently. And so we've had those opportunities, and this week we were able to connect on them.
Does it seem like the guys are kind of more and more getting more comfortable both with you and within the offense that you're putting out there now too?
Yeah, for sure. And I think the big thing is, you know, confidence in our play caller and, you know, just his experience too. It's his fourth game. That was his fourth game. My brother Zach calling plays. And so, you know, his confidence in kind of learning what, you know, what will work and when it'll work and that type of thing. And I think Mace getting more reps and more comfortable with his offensive line and with his receivers and tight ends and backs, and probably just a combination of really everybody kind of being together and it being our fourth attempt.
Now, obviously you said there were some things to work on defensively. Giving up 59 points is not something any team wants to do, but it was a rivalry game. You also had Malachi Dowell on the other side, who has been putting up insane numbers throughout this whole season, so he's probably going to get his. But I guess outside of him, what did you want to see the defense maybe do a little bit better job of?
Yeah, we first of all, he is an incredible player, and we knew we'd have trouble, you know, slowing him down or limiting him. He's going to get his touches and his yards. He's just too good to say you're going to stop him. But, you know, we tried to change things up. We got a little bit away from ourselves, I thought, just schematically. And you know, in hindsight, probably shouldn't have made some adjustments that we made. But, you know, we thought it was going to give us the best chance to slow down the run. So some of it is coaching, and you know, that's ultimately falls on me, and some of it was just you know, misaligned, and then, you know, not tackling well, which obviously you're going to have to do. So we had three or four starters out, two starters on the defensive line, two in the secondary, and obviously those guys both play both ways, and I thought that may have contributed a little bit. But you know, obviously there's a ton of things that we can do better on honestly both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. So we just got to continue to understand that we're not going to be able to, you know, do our own thing or not be in the right spot and beat teams. We got to be sound, and we got to beat people because we're disciplined. And so that's our goal, you know, today going forward, try to get better there.
We're talking with head coach Taylor Hennigan of the Cookeville Cavaliers, 1-3 on the season, just fell in a fun ball game to the White County Warriors, 59-54. All kinds of records in that game. Malachi Dowell, a big game, and Mace Thompson, a big game for the Cookeville Cavaliers as well. Coach, you mentioned it a little bit right there, what you guys are kind of going to be focusing on in practice this week. Sounds like the kicking game, going to be focusing on that a little bit. Just take me in through this week, what you guys are really working on.
Yeah, I thought our kicking game really improved from week three. We were not very good, and I thought it kind of cost us an opportunity to stay in that game at Lebanon. And last week, you know, we kind of stressed that and emphasized that a little bit more. And I thought our kicking game really improved this past week. And so we'll continue to do that. We do that every week. We've always tried to put the onus on making sure we're good on special teams. So we'll continue to do that. We're going to, you know, continue to try to get better, you know, fundamentally, defensively, and we got to move some pieces around on the defensive line a little bit. But overall, I think just continuing to kind of gel and work together. And I think another week of practice, another week in our systems is only going to help us. So We've got another tough challenge coming up. We got to try to regroup and get back at it. I know our guys are going to practice hard.
Yeah, that Warren County game coming up this weekend. The Pioneers 1-3 as well. However, two of their losses very, very close to start the year. They go on the road and get a win at Ridgeway, and then they play a really good Mount Juliet team last week and fall in that one. What do you know about the Pioneers?
Yeah, they're well coached. I know they've really been improving and kind of stabilizing that that program over the last 3 or 4 years, and a lot of respect for what they've done and what they've kind of built there. You know, like you said, they could easily be 3-1. Even the game last week, which, you know, may not look close on paper, was a couple kicking game plays or a fumble away from being a much closer game. And they're big, they're physical, and they've got some athletes that can hurt you in space. So I know they're going to be well coached. I know they're going to play hard. And we've got to go there. We've got to go on the road again and try to find a way to win the game. But should be another good game, good atmosphere. It's a fun place to play there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, lastly, you kind of mentioned how another week in the system, your guys' system that you're putting out there, the guys are working hard in practice. Does it seem like they may have turned a corner last week against White County? Well, of course, it was a loss, a close loss. That was a really good White County team. Does it seem like they're starting to figure it out and realize what you guys are putting out there is going to work at some point?
Yeah, hopefully. I think certainly offensively there should be, there should be a little bit more confidence. Anytime that you have success, it's going to build confidence. But we're still, even offensively, we're still looking at kind of pieces of that, of just the continuity and the trust and what we're doing. As far as the program or the buy-in to what we're preaching, to what we're trying to get done every day, has been there for months. I mean, it's been there very early on. They bought in, and like I said, there's no doubt, there's no question that they're going to come back and play hard. We played extremely hard. They're playing for the right reasons. They do it with, a good attitude. And I know they're going to practice hard. We've got to just kind of continue to build on the success that we've had and, you know, try to find some ways defensively to get off the field and get them in some long yardage situations.
Fun football game coming up on Friday for the Cookeville Cavaliers, getting ready to take on the Warren County Pioneers in region play. That'll be a good one. Both of them looking for their first win. That's it, Coach Taylor Hennigan of the Cookeville Cavaliers, right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Sean Loftus of the Jackson County Blue Devils football program. Coach, I know a tough loss this past weekend to Sequatchie County on the road. Just take me through, what were your thoughts in that ball game?
Well, I thought going in that they were going to kind of present us some problems, you know, defensively with they have an athletic quarterback who, can run, can throw. They had some size up front offensively, but I guess the thing that I was most disappointed in was the fact that, we didn't really move the ball other than, maybe one drive or so all night, because I thought that, they defensively – I thought that their offense was more superior than their defense. We just, again, we can't get out of our own way. I mean, we're turning the ball over, not doing the correct things offensively, as far as like staying on blocks or blocking the correct person. I mean, it just seems to be it's the same song and dance every single week. That goes back to me and making sure that our kids are doing the right things, and we're trying to work on fundamentals each and every day, and so in hopes of hopefully getting better throughout the football year.
Coach, does it seem like the guys in practice are still listening, and I mean, they're taking what you guys are saying to heart, they're watching the film, and it's just not really showing up on the field right now, but they're doing it in practice?
Oh, I mean, they do everything that we asked of them. I mean, as far as watching the film, being committed and stuff. I mean, they know what to do. It's just, whenever it we get into the ball game, there just seems to be that one block that we miss, or maybe the running back hits the wrong hole, or, there's always seems to be something that prevents us from, prolonging drives or, making a big play, that type thing. And I know it's frustrating to them because you know, we seem to be where we're supposed to be for the most part. We're just not getting the job done. And, again, they've got a good attitude each and every week. They come out to work each and every day, in order to get better, in hopes of correcting some of those mistakes that we've been making.
Defensively, what's got to be a little bit better, especially going off of that game from last week? What do you think had to be a little bit better in that game specifically?
I think that, there are some of the kids that have, you know, maybe had less experience. I think they're playing much better. They're, you know, as far as the speed of the game and the physicality of the game, we're still there in a lot of places to make tackles. It's just sometimes we don't make them. Maybe they've put a more superior athlete in space against one of our kids. I feel like that we're understanding what we're supposed to be doing. It's just, you know, when it's all said and done, it's all about blocking, it's all about tackling, and, you know, those are two things right now that, we miss several tackles. But again, I mean, whenever you're playing a shifty, athletic kid like the quarterback from Sequatchie County, I mean, you're going to miss tackles. We understand that. But, we just got to continue to work on those fundamentals and understand the speed of the game. I mean, because, you know, but it's only going to make us better because, you know, we're getting into that part of our region schedule starting this week where, I mean, they're going to be far superior athletes whenever we play some of these metro schools.
We're talking with head coach Sean Loftus of the Jackson County Blue Devils football program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. He just alluded to getting back into region play this week. They get a really good East Nashville team at home coming up this week. And, well, you play Sequatchie County, and it doesn't get any easier. Might get a little bit harder with East Nashville coming to town. Do you know anything about the Eagles yet this week as you guys prepare for them?
Well, obviously, you know, they're going off of the two films that we have seen. I mean, they're off to a good year. They've got athletes all over the field. We're sitting here at around 35, 36 kids, and they're going to dress out probably close to 70, 75 kids. But that's something that we understood whenever we went. We moved up to play 3A. They're going to have a lot of good athletes, and our biggest thing is continue to play and continue to work on ourselves, and in hopes of getting to that part of our schedule to where we need some wins and things like that, and our kids understand what they're going to be up against, and my biggest thing is just play through it. Just keep on playing. Don't look at the scoreboard, and let's continue to work on us and in hopes of becoming a pretty good football team, by year's end.
Is that kind of the main thing you preach throughout practice, especially when preparing for such a good football team like this one? You guys have been struggling a little bit this year in that you don't look at the scoreboard. You just keep on working the things you guys are working on. Keep your head down and keep on grinding. Is that how you kind of keep the morale high going into a big matchup like this one?
Well, and that's all you can do. I mean, when it's all said and done, I mean, it's about fixing us more than it is kind of, worrying about an opponent. And I feel like, when your character is tested a little bit, you've got to rise up and you've got to do the things that, you got to have a good practice habit. You got to be a good teammate. And, this week, like I said, we understand that we're up against a very good opponent, and, we just got to keep grinding. And when it's all said and done, I mean, this by playing them and by playing the tough schedule we've already played, I mean, it's going to do nothing but help us for the remainder of this schedule. Like you said, I mean, we're just going to, we're going to preach. Don't look at the scoreboard. Just keep playing. Snap and repeat in hopes of, that we can, get some things accomplished, and do some, and correct some of the mistakes that we've been making over the previous games.
The Jackson County Blue Devils get into region play coming up on Friday. They get a home game with a good East Nashville team. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Friday.
I greatly appreciate it. Thanks, sir.
Welcome into the High School Playbook, joined now by head coach Mark Frazier of the White County Warriors, an undefeated Warriors football program, 4-0 on the season, 1-0 in region play, and one heck of a win over Cookeville last Friday, 59-54. All kinds of records broken and set on both sides of the ball in that one. Coach, what did you think of Friday's win?
Well, you know, looking back on it, it's a good win for us. The rivalry game there and the bragging rights for the year, I think that's something the kids really enjoy. The community, you know, really puts a lot of stock into that game. It's just nice that we're actually, you know, holding up our end of the bargain a little bit with a couple wins there in a row. So it was a long time there since we had beaten Cookeville. So I think the community is enjoying it. The team's enjoying it. So, you know, glad to get out of there with a win for sure.
Was it more fun or more stressful to coach in that ball game, as it was just back and forth really until the end?
Well, you know, I wanted to fire the defensive coordinator, but unfortunately that's me, so I couldn't fire myself. I had to stay out there. So as a defensive guy, it was very stressful, very frustrating game as far as that goes. And sometimes I let that get that night, I don't know if I was that happy after the win, but looking back on it now, you know, it was a good victory. A whole lot easier to correct things and coming off a victory than it is off a loss. So glad to get out of there with a win, but definitely a stressful game.
When you got a chance to look at the film after that game had concluded, a few days to kind of recover from the emotions of it as well, what were a few things defensively that you noticed that could have been a little bit better?
Well, we got to get better in the secondary. We actually played, you know, fairly well up front. We gave up a run early, but the ground game was pretty much kept in check the rest of the time. We got the third and fourth down several times. I can't count how many times we had third and long and fourth and long and just couldn't get off the field. We, playing some sophomores back there. We had some busts coverage-wise. And then, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. I thought that Cookeville played, the quarterback played great. A couple receivers do some really good things there. So they made some just good plays. You know, that happens in games too, where the other team just plays well. So, but definitely the secondary's got to get a lot better. I can live with the some of the completions, but I can't live with the mental errors that we had and, you know, some guys just letting them go free. So we're going to work on that pretty hard this week to try to get better back there.
Coach, I think a lot of the talk around the state, and especially here in the mid-state, is, of course, about your running back, Malachi Dowell, who not only did it this last week, has done it all season long. And what I think is most impressive is he does it each and every week, and he's gotten better each and every week. How do you think he does that, and how do you think the line kind of steps up their game every week, knowing the defense is knowing that you guys are going to give the ball to Malachi?
Well, one thing about, I think, our offensive line, they trust Malachi. They trust Tripp. They trust their coaches, you know, Mike Sloan and Curtis Beatty over there on offense to put them in the right position. So they know during the week that, you know, they're working hard. They know they're working on the correct things. As far as Malachi goes, just an unbelievable talent. I've said this many, many times. It doesn't surprise me. I'm more shocked when he doesn't do that. So I say that every week, but it's just the truth. I mean, you expect him to score whenever he gets the ball. It's just a kid that's worked hard all his life with God bless those two legs to run. That's all I can tell you. It's a joy to watch. That's all I can say. And he's a great kid, and he's been humble throughout this whole deal. And this year especially, knowing that, you know, every week that's who they're gunning for and trying to stop, it's been, you know, makes it more impressive.
We're talking with head coach Mark Frazier of the White County Warriors football program right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. 4-0 on the season now after taking down a good Cookeville team last Friday in a shootout 59-54. And getting back into region play against a really good Mount Juliet team coming up this week. Coach, I know we had talked about the defense. What else are you guys working on in practice this week as you get ready for that Mount Juliet squad?
Well, Mount Juliet's just a big physical team. They got a lot of talent. They got a guy there. You know, it's committed to UT. They've got linebacker going to Vanderbilt. They've got several other D1 guys. I think they got five or six D1 guys. So it's going to be the most athletic and most physical team we've played. So for us, you know, we do what we do. We're going to try to get better defensively. Offensively, we know it's not going to be the same as it's been. We're going to have to earn it a little bit more, and can't count on Malachi breaking 17 runs for, you know, 50 yards a pop. So we're going to have to, you know, understand that 4 and 5 yard gains are good runs, and, you know, be a little more patient. And like I said, try to play a little better on defense to give ourselves a 10. So just getting back to fundamentals this week and understand it's going to be a really tough game.
Coach, only a 12-point loss a year ago, 44-32. How do you try to flip that a little bit going into this season's matchup?
Well, I think the biggest thing last year was we were poor on special teams, and we turned the ball over. You know, we gave them, looking back at last year's film, they started from our own 30 three times in a row to start the game with the fumbles and a, you know, missed punt and some things like that. So you can't beat good teams not, you know, doing their things, the little things right. When say little things, turnovers and special teams are really huge things, but people don't really pay attention to them until they go wrong. So we've got to be really crisp on all those areas and things that we can control. And then, you know, hope that we make a couple stops and get a couple bounces our way. It's going to take all that for us to come out with a victory. But, you know, if we can do everything right and that's in our control, maybe we'll get a couple breaks and have a chance.
Lastly, Coach, obviously an undefeated start to the season. Have already taken down a really good Station Camp team. Get a really fun matchup with Mount Juliet this week. What has the buzz been like around the program and just around the high school in general this year? Does it feel like, hey, the football team is finally kind of where you guys want it to be?
Well, it's kind of fun. You know, our 8th grade team is 4-0, and our 9th grade team hadn't lost the game, and our JV game hadn't lost the game. And I said, man, I don't know the last time in White County that we could say that. So it's fun all the way up the ladder. I mean, the young guys are, you know, coming out and watching the games. Parents are excited, and, you know, the community's excited. They're, you know, it's fun to have a player like Malachi to get to go watch, and they support all the kids. And so, yeah, it's really neat. I you know, we've really tried to tell our kids, though, you know, this is good programs, 4-0 is good, but that's not what we're after. We got to keep our level head on our shoulders and realize we're, you know, the game's fixing to pick up 2 or 3 notches this week with who we're playing in the next 2 weeks. So, you know, the people are excited, but I think our kids, I hope our kids are anyway, realize that, you know, we got a lot more work to do and are going to continue to work hard and try to keep getting better.
Big matchup coming up this Friday for the White County Warriors taking on Mount Juliet and region play. That's their head coach, Mark Frazier, right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck coming up on Friday.
Hey, thank you very much.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Scott Hughes of the Monterey Wildcats football program. Coach, 2-2 on the season now, fell to a good Stone Memorial team 18-7 on Friday. Take me through the game. What did Stone do well, especially defensively, to make it tough on your guys' offense?
You know, they brought a bunch of pressure, and you know, I thought at times we handled it decently, and at times we didn't. We had to play behind the chains quite a bit, and you know, it was something, looking back on it, it seemed like we just, every time we got something going, there was a penalty or something that or a play for a loss of yardage, and you know, we really played behind the chains a lot. And you know, looking back on it, we had 8 or 9 snaps of the football in a plus 11 or greater situation. And that's just really hard on your offense. You know, I don't think there's many play callers around that, would disagree with this statement. You know, when you're plus 11, there's just not a whole lot of play calls that you're going to go to. And unless you've got a guy that, you know, at receiver or something that's going to Tennessee or Alabama, those plays are just few and far between to convert on.
Coach, I know when we had talked last week, you mentioned that in practice, you guys pretty much had to get back to the basics after that York game. You guys worked on it in practice. You go out and play against Stone. Were there some positives that you were able to pull from that game and that in the work that you guys put in practice? Could you see it pay off against the Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I left the game Friday night, you know, mad that we got beat, just because of the competitive nature. And but there was things that I was very proud of. I thought our young men come out and had a really good mental focus, and I thought they come out and gave a great effort from a physical standpoint. You know, obviously, still a lot of things that we've got to get better at, but you know, I thought offensively, you know, we were very physical. And, or getting physical. I don't want to say we were very physical, but our kids played more physical than they did the week before. So that was a positive. Defensively, I thought we flew around to the football. I thought mentally we were prepared. Gave up a couple of big plays. But Stone has some great athletes and a great scheme. And with 13 seconds to go, we had held them to 12 points. And we're facing a 4th-and-1 from midfield, and they throw over the top of us to score. But with 13 seconds to go, we've held them to 12 points. I really am not thrilled about that, but I was pretty happy with our defensive effort to hold an explosive offense to 12 points with 13 seconds to go.
I was actually going to ask about that defense, because that was a Stone team that had come in averaging about 35 points a game, and it seems like your guys' defense held up pretty well. Was that the case?
I was proud of our team for their effort, and when you say that, it was definitely a full team defensive effort, because they put pressure on you in the box with their inside zone scheme, and they get out on the perimeter on you. They run a ton of reverses or kind of reverse type jet sweeps and get on the perimeter, and their pass game is really good. And hats off to those guys. They've got, four or five of the better athletes that we've seen all year, to this point, and possibly all year. I mean, I would say 9-40 and 3, are probably, in the upper level of athletically and speed that we'll see all year, very talented young men. And so, to be able to come in and not let those guys just run by us the whole game and be able to hold them, under 20 points and be sitting there at a 12-7 game, with 13 seconds to go. And you got a shot. You're a fluke play away, or you're a stop away from possibly, taking the lead. I was very proud of our defense for understanding angles, and we still gave up a couple big plays, and that's something that we're talking about every day, and that we got to still clean up. But those plays, though they beat us, they still gave us a chance. Also, our defense did.
We're talking with head coach Scott Hughes of the Monterey Wildcats football program right here on the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, it sounds like they took a positive step. Even though it was another loss, they took a positive step last week, and a good thing, because you get back into region play against another really good opponent in Rockwood coming up on Friday. What do you know about Rockwood as you host them again on Friday?
Well, it's great football. When we moved into this region and found out we were in the same region with Rockwood, things that you always hear about with Rockwood, Oneida, York is strong football programs, traditional football programs. And when you look at the history of Rockwood, such a historical football team that's played in state championship games and won state championship games and played in the semifinals just, I think maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I'm not exactly sure, but it was pretty recent. Coach Webb, dear friend, he and I get along really well, and he does a phenomenal job with his team. And so you know what you're getting into, and they're going to be a first-class football program. Kids are going to conduct themselves in the right way, and they're going to play hard from the opening whistle to the close. And they're a really, really physical football team. And they've got great athletes out on the perimeter. And when you hit big senior class, like they're kind of the opposite of us in that regard. We're playing a lot of sophomores and they're playing a lot of seniors. But when you look at them, it's such a contrasting style to what we saw last week. Rockwood's going to be a very run heavy football team. Wing T, they're going to try to get on the perimeter with their slots, and then they're going to try to, kind of mash you up front. And they got a big, huge fullback that's a very talented young man. And number one and number two out on the perimeter can score from anywhere. But they're going to be more run-oriented, where last week we were, facing, 4 or 5 receivers at a time and no huddle and just going as fast as they could. So it's a contrasting style, but it's something that we have prepped for. It's something that we had seen previously. So hopefully we can remember our mental cues and just make the adjustments that we need to. The key for us, though, is no big plays and being able to just mentally focus one play at a time. That's still something that we're not doing a great job of. But hopefully we can give another great effort in front of our home crowd.
Head coach Scott Hughes with the Monterey Wildcats football program right here on the High School Playbook. They're getting ready to get back into region play as they take on the Rockwood Tigers coming up at home on Friday. Coach Hughes, we appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined now by head coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers, 3-1 on the season, 0-1 in region play, but a big bounce back win over a good Watertown team, 26-14 last Friday. Coach, I'll start it right there. How'd the guys get the job done on Friday?
Well, again, it was just one of those Friday nights where we were very resilient. We were able to overcome some not so good play on our behalf, but our defense really was playing lights out. I think we gave up less than 80 yards of offense the entire night. They really got in position off our inability to execute our punt team. We actually threw a pick six on a punt, then had a fumbled snap, and then they blocked another one. But, it gave them short field. But defensively really just kept us in it and gave us time to, get everything working. And ultimately at the end of the night, we were victorious.
Offensively for you guys, had a new starting quarterback in there with Jordan Parker. How do you think he performed with the offense this week?
Well, I mean, Jordan did what we asked him to do, make sure that he didn't give the ball to the other team, so we didn't have any turnovers in that regard. And, he just executed the plays that we called. We just told him, he's the point guard on the basketball team, and we just told him he's now going to be the point guard for the football team and just needs to distribute the ball the way it needs to be distributed. And get it to the people that needs to get it. And then, he scored a big two-point conversion for us. So he used his feet a little bit, used his arm a little bit. But most of the night, he just got the ball where it needed to be. So he did a good job for us.
Sounds like Jordan starting to fill in well as well. How big do you think, confidence-wise, that win, bouncing back, having Jordan at quarterback to kind of show the team, hey, we're still going to be all right going forward the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, it's none of us lost our marbles. Losing Breas like that, it's a tough deal. He's a quality football player. He's a big time leader of our offense, and things that we were able to do with him back there compared to Jordan. In some cases, it's a little bit different. But really, the season has to go on. We can't sit there and not perform or not work or not go through the processes that we're supposed to. It's about the next guy that's coming up. And really, we just challenged our team and, just wanted to explain to them, it's, anytime there's a challenging situation in life, ultimately it's an opportunity to rise up. And it's all about your mindset and attitude about that situation that you're in. So for our guys, it's about just answering the bell, understanding that we have to lift each other up. We have to pick each other up. We have to play extremely hard. And, really, we explain to them that's what we need each and every week, no matter what the situation is. But so just really proud of, how our guys kindly come together and rallied around and hung in there again. I mean, a lot of cases in that game where they could have stopped playing and stopped fighting. But like I said, defensively definitely gave us an opportunity to win there at the end, and we took advantage of it.
We're talking with head coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Moved to 3-1 on the season after a good win over a good Watertown team, 26-14 last Friday, and getting back into region play coming up this Friday with the Cumberland County Jets. Coach, you mentioned the punting unit. The special teams sounded like they struggled a little bit against the Purple Tigers. Is that kind of the main focus in practice this week as you get ready for the Jets?
Well, I mean, special teams are called special for a reason, and we always rep them multiple times through the week. So it just comes down to, execution and then just making sure that we're focused in on our job, and that's as individual players. But definitely we got some extra time on that yesterday in our walkthrough on Monday, and just to make sure that everybody was crystal clear on how it was supposed to be done. And if they wasn't beforehand, they definitely are now. So those are the types of plays that will get you beat. And like I said, we're fortunate again to come out with a victory after the mistakes that we made. So the punts that we got off, we had a 50-yard punt that flipped field, so it's been a good weapon for us. But we just got to make sure that we're executing the way it's supposed to be.
Let's break down the Jets a little bit. They've been struggling a little bit this year. What do you know about Cumberland County coming into this game?
Well, I mean, you look at the scores and then you watch them on tape, and it really doesn't indicate, some of the good stuff that they're doing. I think they're defensively, I think they're really quality, in their front seven. Their linebackers and their defensive line really do a really good job of fitting the run. And, so like I said, if you watch the game and not worry about the scoreboard, everything, it looks very close. So, so they've got our full attention just like everybody does each and every week. It's within region. We've already lost a region game, so we're ready to go and, understand what's at stake, and they do too. So it's just, we're on the road traveling this week. So we've been at home the last couple. So, you know, they've got our full attention. Our guys are working hard, and we're ready to go.
Coach, you mentioned how the defense played really well against Watertown. Sounds like they've been, obviously, looking at the scores, looks like they've played pretty well this season. But offensively, Jordan's in there at quarterback. What's the next step you want to see this offense take here in Week 5?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the last couple of weeks and even the other night, well, really all year, is, you know, we always talk about being efficient and having efficiency. And what that means is, you know, we've got to move the chains. You know, our defense has bailed us out. You know, and got the ball back to us, but there's been some conversions that we should have had that we just haven't. I mean, third and ones, fourth and twos that we've not converted. So we've put ourselves in good position as far as being good on first downs so that third downs could be a better possibility of getting converted, but we've just not done it. And there's also been some of those cases where we've done really bad on first down and put ourselves behind the chains. So it's just about being efficient, you know, executing how it's supposed to be done. You know, every play is not going to be perfect, but we got to make sure that we're giving our offense an opportunity to move the chains.
Head coach Steve Trapp with the DeKalb County Tigers right here on the High School Playbook, getting ready to get back into region play and go on the road to take on the Cumberland County Jets coming up on Friday. Coach Trapp, we appreciate the time as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome into the High School Playbook. We're joined by head coach Derwin Wright of the York Institute Dragons football program, a team that went 3-1 on the season after last Friday's victory over the Livingston Academy Wildcats 43-23. Coach, the offense looked like it was kind of clicking on all cylinders. What did you think of the win?
Well, I wasn't real happy with our blocking up front in our running game, but Miles Lefeu and Rylan Miller and Aiden Sweat Thomas and Bryson Bilbrey, they had a good night in passing and catching the ball and did a great job in that. But we didn't have an established point where we just felt like we could run the ball on them until late in the third quarter and early in the fourth.
Does it seem like, and obviously I know you didn't see Livingston last year, but you've seen Livingston in years past, and I guess just watching them on film, does it seem like they're a little more improved this year, even as this season has gone on week by week?
Oh, absolutely. I knew coming in I was real worried about them. You know, they took the opening kickoff and went right down the field and just put it, run it right down our throat, to be honest with you. And, you know, I told our kids all week that I said these guys are improved and they're playing hard and they played a tough schedule. And, you know, so we were I felt like we were lucky. We answered back with about a 70-something yard touchdown pass, and everybody settled in. And we started playing a little better, but they're definitely improved football team.
Coach, I know when we've talked kind of earlier this year, you had mentioned it's somewhat of a new offense for you, and it kind of took you a little bit to get more comfortable kind of calling plays. Does it seem like now heading into week five that you kind of have that comfortability factor down in calling the offense?
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting more comfortable with it. I know our guys are. They're executing a lot better. Still having a few, you know, bust assignments on blocks and stuff, but you know, it seems to fit our personnel pretty well.
Is that the main thing offensively for you guys, is the run game and the blocking game that needs to be a little bit better heading back into region play?
Well, obviously that's one of the areas. You know, we've got some timing issues on some counters and things like that, but overall just making sure that, you know, we're putting hat on hat, and we're making the right blocks. That's one of the most important things offensively.
We're talking with head coach Derwin Wright of the York Institute Dragons right here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Just took down Livingston in a win last Friday, and get a fun game on the road at Oneida this week as they get back into region play. Coach, before we get into the matchup, what are you guys going to be focusing on specifically in practice? I assume some of that blocking, but what else for you guys?
Well, defensively, we didn't tackle well. We were missing too many tackles, missing an open field. You know, we're athletic, but we didn't wrap up well. So we're going to focus in on that. We're going to also focus in on, we had some missed, like in our blitzing game, we had some missed assignments, two guys in one gap, some things like that. So we've got several things to clean up.
Well, what's the injury report look like for you guys into week five?
Well, it's better. We still, you know, Caden Stover's going to be out probably 4 to 5 weeks.
So he was a big loss, and Landon Crouch, who is a junior, he stepped up in the kicking game for us big time. But Stoke, Caden was he's our tailback. He's outside linebacker for us. I kicked off, punted, kicked extra points, field goal. So he's been a hard guy to even try to replace.
Is that kind of what brought in? I noticed, and I could have missed it in the first half. It looked like Miles LeFou came on in the second half and played a little bit of defense. Is that a normal thing for him, or is that something you guys are trying out in the second half?
Well, we hoped to keep Miles off defense. He's a really good defensive player. He's probably as good a defensive player as he is an offensive player. But, obviously we were hoping to keep him out more, using, rotate him in. But with that injury, he's having to start and play both ways.
Now let's get into the matchup with Oneida coming up this week, going on the road back into region play. This Oneida team 2-2 on the season, but they've won those last two games that they've played. What do you know about the Indians?
Well, just looking at them, they're fundamental. They are always well coached, and they're going to be a challenge, especially if they're at over at Oneida, and we both teams know. But this is a big region game for both teams. The winner of this one, you put yourself in a position where they're well on their way to hosting a playoff game.
Coach fell in the first game of the season. Since then, have won three games in a row. Heading here into week 5, what do you want to see the guys keep on doing well and try to keep that momentum going, especially here in region play?
Well, it's like we talked about in film. We're still making some mistakes that we made week 1. We won't get that fixed immediately. The thing is just improvement from game to game. Just improve. The little things take care of the big things. Just keep improving.
Coach, lastly, this team has already matched their win total from a year ago, going 3-9 or 3-8, and now this year 3-1. Does it seem like they are, confidence-wise, does it seem like they have some pretty high confidence as you head into week 5?
Well, it's hard to get that mentality changed, but these guys, they believe in each other. They believe in us as coaches and what we're doing. And, it's just gotten better each week. So, I see them being more confident in each other. It's like you were talking about, being more confident in what we're doing. And, they're beginning to really buy into it.
Head Coach Derwin Wright with the York Institute Dragons right here on the High School Playbook as they get ready to take on Oneida in region play coming up on Friday. Coach, we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.